Argyle on Knockagaroon by Thomas Lynch. Because he barely heard the voice of God above the hum of other choristers, bat wing and bird whistle, gathering thunder, the hiss of tides retreating, children, cattle, because he could not readily discern the plan whoever is in charge here has, he wondered about those who claim to have blessed assurances or certainty. A one and only way and truth and life, as if whatever breathes in everything mightn't speak in every wondrous tongue. As if of all creation only one made any sense. It made no sense to him. Hunger, he understood. Touch, desire. He knew the tremendous tenderness humans could do, no less brutalities. He knew the cold morning, the broad meadow, the gold sunset. One evening on the hill of Knockagaroon, the Atlantic on one side, the Shannon on the other, the narrowing headlands of the peninsula out behind him, the broad green palm of Moveen before him. It seemed he occupied the hand of God, open, upturned, outstretched, uplifting him.